Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Who saw that coming? Probably Ethan. Ethan, come in here. Ethan probably saw that coming. I forgot we were going to talk about this. Because Ethan did something pretty magnificent. And when it comes to calling your shots, so to speak, Ethan was very successful in doing that in the March Madness bracket. So first, Ethan, tell me about Senator Fetterman. Your thoughts.
Yes. Thank you all for coming to my talk show today. Appreciate it.
Your Ethan talk.
That's about all I got on that.
I'm glad you brought this up in a break because I think I understand the magnitude of this, but I'm not 100% sure I understand the full magnitude of this. You participated, and I'm very grateful for it, in my son's 14U baseball team March Madness bracket.
This is correct.
This is the first time you've ever played. Did you do his last year?
Mm-mm.
So we do a bracket challenge. It's a pool. You put money in. We pay out half of it to first, second, third place. And it's all on Yahoo. And you won the pool.
I won the pool.
And what'd you win? $94?
I think so.
Something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
But it wasn't just that. You did pretty well overall in the bracket challenge, I would say.
I did okay.
You picked all four Final Four teams?
Uh-huh.
Who'd you have in the championship?
UConn and Purdue.
Who'd you have winning?
UConn.
Comparative to all of the people in the Yahoo Bracket Challenge, how did you do?
I finished second in the
second,
nation.
Second?
Second.
Second.
Yeah.
In all the people.
In all the people.
So when you fill out the bracket on Yahoo, you fill it out, and then you can just say, yeah, add my bracket to the tournament challenge or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is that what you did?
Mm-hmm.
How many brackets did you fill out this year?
On Yahoo?
Total.
Well, I did one on ESPN. I did one on March Madness. So three.
How'd you do in the other two?
They were my Yahoo one was the best one. All mm-hmm. of my brackets.
I hope so.
All of my brackets were pretty similar. The only I had one main difference in my other two. I had UConn beating Kansas mm-hmm. in the final because. Mm. UConn, I expected those two to match up, I think, in the Sweet 16. They didn't. KU lost. Maybe it was the Elite Eight. They ended up not meeting. KU lost pretty early.
Yeah.
And in the Yahoo one, I picked Purdue to win that matchup, so I had them going all the way to the national championship. So that was the biggest difference. So I didn't do as well because of that on ESPN and the March Madness app. I still was in the top 99.6 uh-huh. percentile on both of them.
So
I still did all right.
Do you know how many brackets? Did you ever look at how many total brackets are in the bracket, the Yahoo challenge?
I did not. I saw the lead because there's a leaderboard that shows the top 50.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew at one point, I think it was maybe at, it was either after the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight, that I was like, man, I got to be getting close. I'm doing really well. And I finally popped up on it. I just kind of get climbing. But I do not know how many people.
Were you tied for second with people?
I was tied for third going into the final four. And based off of who I was tied with and who was ahead of me, I knew that the best I could do was second place.
Yeah.
And after the national championship, they have a tiebreaker based on your score. And my score was the closest, so I was outright second place.
You were outright second place.
Yeah.
Now, first place pays out what?
$25,000.
Second place pays out what?
$94 if you include what I won in our group.
From the Edwardsville Red Wings, 14U baseball team.
Yeah, nothing. They paid out.
How many points did you get second place by?
Like, what was the difference?
They score per round. You get a certain amount of points per pick that you get correct. How many points were you in second place by?
First place scored 174 points in total. I scored 171.
Oh, my
God. That's so good.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And I will judge you hardcore for this.
All right.
If you would have gotten first place in the Yahoo one, I assume you would have still gotten first place in ours. Would you have donated the $94 back out of your $25,000 winning? Yeah.
Probably. I would assume that I would have.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be looking at my student loan debts, my credit card debts, my car debts, and been like, okay, here's what I can part with.
Oh, that's exactly what I was, even finishing second, I was like, man, I would have been able to do this.
Yes.
I would have been able to do this. And yeah, so
people,
it stings a little bit.
We have these conversations on the show, too, about like when the lottery is huge. You buy a ticket, you feel a little closer to making it big when you have the lottery ticket before the drawing happens and you obviously lose. But you were really close. Like you Sheila Jackson Lee says, you almost got too close to the sun.
It was, it's pretty cool. I mean, like I said, the first time that I saw it, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm doing really good. And it's funny because my brother-in-law to be here in a couple of months is a basketball guru.
Mm-hmm.
Watch, lives and breathes it, knows way more than me. And this is, I would say, the year that I've watched the least basketball in probably 7 or 8 years. I mean, I like college basketball. It's fun to watch. And I just have not watched it this year. So it's pretty ironic that this year of all years, I do as good as I have. And there were multiple times going into games where my brother-in-law-to-be was, it's not going to happen, man. That pick is just not going to work. And it just continued to work.
How smart did you feel for that time? Did you just feel like you could walk into a grocery store and you're like, I'm smarter than you people? You go to the gas pump and you're like, I'm smarter than you, smarter than you.
I'm not going to lie. I was really proud of picking North Carolina State, an 11 seed, to go
incredible.
To the Final Four. I was really proud of that.
Was that a researched, studied decision?
No, it was pure luck.
That's amazing.
I'll tell you what that came from. It came to coming home one day and going into our movie room and turning on YouTube TV. And, oh, look, the ACC tournament semifinals on. And North Carolina State is playing Duke. And it was the last 5 minutes of the game. And North Carolina State won. And it was checking the next day and seeing that they beat North Carolina in the ACC championship. It was a team that was like the 10 seed in the conference.
You went with a team that was hot.
And they caught fire. So I was like, I'm rolling with them. Why not? Screw it. Because like part of making a bracket is like, you never actually think you're going to go that far. It's being fun and being different.
You get to enjoy the hopefulness.
Right. And it's boring picking 4-1 seeds. It's boring. So having, I think, a healthy mix of upset picks as well as realistic ones is, I think, important in picking a bracket. That's kind of what I went with, and it worked really well.
Well,
it didn't really pay out. I mean, $94, but I mean, like, it didn't pay out.
Hey, we should have got more people in the pool.
Be better
still,
next year.
Yes, we will try. Well, and that's the other thing, too. I've won pools before and won, like, about $100 or something like that. And I was probably your age too when it happened. And for me at that time, it was like money. You get $100 and it's like $100 unexpected. I can use this.
Hey, I just bought a new car. So best believe that $100 is going right to that.
But you do well one time and you're like, I cannot wait for the next time. And then the next year, it's like takes you the first 48 hours. You're like, this sucks.
Oh,
hate this. I'm never doing it.
There is a 100% chance that I'm going to be extremely disappointed next year with my bracket. I've set myself up for disappointment, knowing that like there's no way that the with how well this has gone that it's ever going to be anywhere close to this.
Well, we appreciate your support on the Red Wings, and I'm so happy that we were able to recognize your greatness in the Edwardsville Red Wings 14U.
Anything for the Fry family.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.